This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Taste of Home, copyright 2025, RDA Enthusiast Brands, LLC. And Food and Wine, copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. And now I'll begin with Taste of Home, copyright 2025, RDA Enthusiast Brands, LLC. This article is entitled, The Bird's the Word. Family-pleasing casseroles come together quickly when you start with a store-bought rotisserie chicken. This first recipe is for artichoke and spinach chicken casserole. Try this homey and comforting casserole for an alternate main dish at Thanksgiving. The spinach gives it a nice color, and the red pepper flakes add a subtle, mild heat. For this recipe, you will need bow tie pasta, butter, sliced fresh mushrooms, one medium onion, two large eggs, 2% milk, Italian seasoning, salt, pepper, crushed red pepper flakes, rotisserie chicken, 1 14-ounce can of water-packed quartered artichoke hearts, 1 10-ounce package of frozen chopped spinach, shredded Monterey Jack cheese, grated Monterey Jack cheese, and for this recipe's topping, you will need seasoned breadcrumbs, grated Parmesan cheese, butter, and paprika. For this recipe's ingredients, you will need 3 cups of uncooked bow tie pasta, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1/2 pound sliced fresh mushrooms, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 large eggs, 1 1/2 cups of 2% milk, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes, 3 cups cubed rotisserie chicken, 1 can or 14 ounces of water-packed quartered artichoke hearts, rinsed and drained, 1 package or 10 ounces of frozen chopped spinach thawed and squeezed dry, 2 cups shredded Monterey Jack cheese, and 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese. For this recipe's topping, you will need 1/3 cup of seasoned breadcrumbs, 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, 1 tablespoon of butter melted, and 1/2 teaspoon of paprika. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cook the pasta according to package directions and drain. Step 2. In a large skillet, heat the butter over medium-high heat. Saute mushrooms and onions until tender. Remove from heat. Step 3. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, milk, and seasoning. Stir in chicken, artichoke hearts, spinach, cheeses, and mushroom mixture. Stir in pasta. Step 4. Transfer to a greased 13x9-inch baking dish. Bake covered for 40 minutes. Step 5. Mix the topping ingredients. Sprinkle over casserole. Bake uncovered until bubbly and topping is golden brown, 5 to 10 minutes. This next recipe is for chicken biscuit bake. Golden biscuits cover this homespun dish laden with chicken, broccoli, and cheese. My family requests this all-in-one dinner once a month. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 can of condensed cream of chicken soup, mayonnaise, Worcestershire sauce, a rotisserie chicken, broccoli, 1 medium onion, shredded cheddar cheese, 2 tubes, 12 ounce each, of refrigerated buttermilk biscuits, 2 large eggs, sour cream, celery seed, and salt. For your ingredients, you will need 1 can or 10¾ ounces of condensed cream of chicken soup undiluted, 2/3 of a cup of mayonnaise, 2 to 3 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce, 4 cups of cubed rotisserie chicken, 3 cups of chopped broccoli cooked, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese, 2 tubes, 12 ounce each, of refrigerated buttermilk biscuits, 2 large eggs, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 2 teaspoons of celery seed, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Step 1. In a large bowl, combine soup, mayonnaise, and Worcestershire sauce. Stir in chicken, broccoli, and onion. Transfer to a greased 13x9 inch baking dish. Sprinkle with cheese. Cover and bake at 375 degrees for 20 minutes. Step 2. Separate biscuits. Cut each in half. Arrange cut side down over hot chicken mixture. Step 3. In a small bowl, combine remaining ingredients. Pour over the biscuits. Bake, uncovered, 28 to 32 minutes longer, or until biscuits are golden brown and completely baked. This next recipe is for jalapeno popper chicken casserole. This comforting supper is like a jalapeno popper in casserole form. It's rich and cheesy, and it has just a bit of heat from the jalapenos. It's a perfect way to use up leftover chicken or turkey too. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 package or 32 ounces of frozen tater tots, 2 packages, 8 ounce each, of cream cheese, sour cream, 6 jalapeno peppers, garlic salt, pepper, rotisserie chicken, Mexican cheese blend, 6 green onions, and 1 pound of bacon. For your ingredients, you will need 1 package or 32 ounces of frozen tater tots, 2 packages of 8 ounce each of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of sour cream, 6 jalapeno peppers seeded and finely chopped, 1½ teaspoon of garlic salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 4 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, 2 cups shredded Mexican cheese blend, 6 green onions chopped, and 1 pound of bacon strips cooked and crumbled. Step 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. Arrange tater tots in an ungreased 13x9 inch baking dish. Bake uncovered for 15 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, combine cream cheese, sour cream, jalapeno peppers, garlic salt, and pepper. Stir in 1/2 each of the chicken, Mexican cheese blend, green onions, and bacon. Arrange remaining chicken over the tater tots. Top with cream cheese mixture. Sprinkle with remaining Mexican cheese blend, green onions, and bacon. Cover and bake until heated through 20 to 25 minutes. If desired, top with additional sour cream and jalapeno slices. Our next recipe is for hearty chicken spaghetti casserole. This creamy, cheesy casserole is so hearty that second helpings are a must. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 8 ounces of uncooked spaghetti, cubed rotisserie chicken, 1 10¾ ounce can of condensed cream of chicken soup, 2% milk, 1 medium onion, shredded sharp cheddar cheese, shredded Swiss cheese, 1 can or 4 ounces of mushroom stems and pieces, chopped roasted sweet red peppers, mayonnaise, steak seasoning, and dried basil. For your ingredients, you will need 8 ounces of uncooked spaghetti broken into 3-inch pieces, 3 cups of cubed rotisserie chicken, 1 can or 10¾ ounce of condensed cream of chicken soup undiluted, 1 cup of 2% milk, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 cup shredded sharp cheddar cheese divided, 1 cup shredded Swiss cheese divided, 1 can or 4 ounces of mushroom stems and pieces drained, 1/2 cup chopped roasted sweet red peppers, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1½ teaspoon of steak seasoning, and 1/2 teaspoon of dried basil. Step 1. Cook spaghetti according to package directions. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, combine chicken, soup, milk, onion, 1/2 cup of the cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup of Swiss cheese, mushrooms, peppers, mayonnaise, steak seasoning, and basil. Step 2. Drain spaghetti. Add to chicken mixture. Toss to coat. Transfer to a greased 13 by 9 inch baking dish. Cover and bake at 350 degrees for 20 minutes. Uncover. Sprinkle with remaining cheeses. Bake until heated through and cheese is melted, 5 to 10 minutes longer. There's a freeze option for this. Cover and freeze the unbaked casserole. To use, partially thaw in the refrigerator overnight. Remove from refrigerator 30 minutes before baking. Then bake as directed, increasing time as needed to heat through. Our next recipe is for chicken bacon ranch casserole. This casserole is a dinner that both of my wonderful but picky children will eat. I can easily make it ahead and then bake it right before serving. Sometimes I add 2 cups of cooked veggies, such as peas or broccoli, for a complete meal. For this recipe, you will need 1 package or 16 ounces of uncooked spiral pasta, 2% milk, ranch salad dressing, 1 envelope of ranch salad dressing mix, 1 package or 8 ounces of cream cheese, cubed rotisserie chicken, 8 bacon strips, shredded Colby cheese divided, and sliced green onions, optional. Your ingredients for this recipe are 1 package or 16 ounces of uncooked spiral pasta, 1½ cups of 2% milk, 1/2 cup of ranch salad dressing, 1 envelope ranch salad dressing mix, 1 package or 8 ounces of cream cheese cubed, 2 cups cubed rotisserie chicken, 8 bacon strips cooked and crumbled, 2 cups shredded Colby cheese divided, and sliced green onions optional. Step 1. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Cook pasta according to package directions. Drain and transfer to a large bowl. Step 2. In the same pan, combine milk, ranch salad dressing, and salad dressing mix until smooth. Stir in the cream cheese. Cook and stir over medium heat until cream cheese is melted. Pour over the pasta. Stir in chicken, bacon, and 1 cup of Colby cheese. Transfer to a greased 13 by 9 inch baking dish. Top with the remaining 1 cup Colby cheese. Bake uncovered until heated through and cheese is melted, 15 to 20 minutes. If desired, sprinkle with green onions. And now I'll be reading from Food and Wine, copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. This next article is entitled Everyday Magic, While the Simplest Recipes Can Also Be the Most Sacred, by Salman Nasrat. This might come as a surprise considering my profession, but much of the time, feeding myself and anyone else I'm responsible for can feel like a chore. I know I'm not alone in this. Cooking often is a chore. There's the labor of deciding what to make, of shopping for groceries, and of course, the inevitable mess to clean. Yet the act of feeding ourselves lies at the heart of daily life. I've begun to wonder, if this is how so many of us spend such a large portion of our time, then couldn't we try to make it time well spent? As Annie Dillard once wrote, "Who would call a day spent reading a good day? But a life spent reading, that is a good life." I'd argue that a life spent cooking is also a good life. Most of us spend the bulk of our time in the kitchen cooking for the everyday, feeding the kids after a long day of work, or shoveling down a quick breakfast before heading out the door. While this kind of cooking is rarely glamorous, I believe it can be an important source of meaning in our lives if we shift how we approach it. It helps that we get a chance to be creative each time we cook. In a world so focused on efficiency and productivity, every opportunity for creativity is precious. Let me be clear. In the kitchen, creativity doesn't necessarily mean innovation. Rather, it's about being present, in your body, connected to your senses and imagination. It's a sense of freedom to be curious and playful that we don't always feel when we're busy working through our to-do lists. I'm not being woo-woo here. Researchers have found that everyday creative activity, including cooking, can lead to a sense of meaning, engagement, and purpose in life. This is certainly true for me. When I was living in Italy in 2002, I had dinner at a pizzeria near the Piazza Santa Croce. In the Tuscan gloaming, I ate a pizza topped with spicy tomato sauce, flakes of oil-packed tuna, and a lightly dressed pile of arugula. That pizza, made with ingredients I'd never imagined combining, gave me my first glimpse of all the ways my time in Italy would enrich me as a cook. For the next 2 years, every time I went out for pizza, I scanned the menu for spicy tuna, but I never encountered it in Italy again. So when a craving for that pizza struck, I'd make myself a spicy tuna pasta instead. One that uses high-quality pantry ingredients like canned Italian cherry tomatoes and real Parmigiano Reggiano. I still make it today. Every time I do, I'm reminded that using my hands to prepare a simple dish that satisfies my cravings is a reliable antidote to the loneliness and doubt I'm often left with after a long day spent in my own head. Approaching everyday cooking as a ritual helps to further sanctify and infuse it with meaning. Every time I rinse grains of basmati rice, I think of how the same musty aroma suffused the kitchens of my maternal ancestors. And though entire lifetimes and continents may divide our existences, I imagine they poured off the starchy rinsing water into their flower beds just as I do today. Reaching for a hand-carved wooden spoon to stir salt into the pot of rice, I'm reminded of the friend who bought it for me on a trip to Denmark. I unmold the crispy, golden tadig onto a ceramic platter made for me by a favorite artist. As I bring the rice to the table, I'm no longer aware of the mundanity of cooking such a simple dish. Instead, I'm filled with a sense of gratitude for the life I've worked so hard to fill with friendship and beauty. And now, here is the recipe for Salman's spicy tuna pantry pasta. Effortless yet deeply satisfying, this pasta proves that pantry staples can punch well above their weight. Olive oil-packed tuna and anchovies lend savory depth, while canned cherry tomatoes, which are naturally sweeter with a more concentrated flavor, cook down into a jammy sauce that's rich with tomato umami. Long pasta shapes like spaghetti or bucatini are ideal here, as their surface area helps the sauce cling beautifully when tossed in the skillet with a splash of starchy pasta water. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Extra virgin olive oil, 1 onion, 4 garlic cloves, 2 anchovy fillets, Calabrian chili paste, tomato paste, 1 pound uncooked spaghetti, bucatini, linguine, or penne, 1 can cherry tomatoes, finely grated Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, 2 5- or 6-ounce cans of jars of olive oil packed Spanish or Italian tuna, 1 lemon, and fresh flat leaf parsley. For your ingredients, you'll need extra virgin olive oil, 1 onion cut into 3/8-inch chunks, kosher salt, 4 garlic cloves thinly sliced, 2 anchovy fillets roughly chopped, Calabrian chili paste to taste, 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 1 pound uncooked spaghetti, bucatini, linguine, or penne, 1 14-ounce can of cherry tomatoes, 1/4 cup finely grated Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, plus more for serving, 2 5- or 6-ounce cans or jars of olive oil packed Spanish or Italian tuna, undrained, 1 lemon, and finely chopped fresh flatleaf parsley for garnish. Step 1. Bring a large pot of well-salted water to a boil over high heat. Set a large non-reactive skillet over medium heat and add 3 tablespoons of oil. When the oil shimmers, add the onion and a pinch of salt. Cook, stirring occasionally, until the onion is tender and just beginning to brown, about 7 minutes. Step 2. Move the onion to the edges of the skillet and add 2 tablespoons of oil and the garlic. Cook, stirring constantly until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add the anchovies, chili paste to taste, and tomato paste. Cook, gently breaking up the paste with a wooden spoon until the oil turns uniformly orange and the anchovies dissolve, about 2 minutes. Step 3. Add the pasta to the boiling water and cook until nearly al dente, 7 to 12 minutes, depending on the shape. Reserve 1 cup of pasta water and drain the pasta. Step 4. Increase the heat under the skillet to medium and add the cherry tomatoes. Ladle a little reserved pasta water into the cherry tomato can, swirl it around, and add it to the pan. Bring the sauce to a simmer over medium, using the back of the spoon to break up the tomatoes. Cook, stirring occasionally, until the tomatoes begin to appear jammy, 4 to 6 minutes. Step 5. Stir in the Parmigiano Reggiano tuna and tuna oil from can. Taste the sauce and, taking into consideration that you'll still be adding some salted pasta water, adjust the seasoning with salt and chili paste as desired. Step 6. Increase the heat under the skillet to medium-high and add the drained pasta to the skillet, tossing with the sauce until well coated. As the sauce continues to cook and thicken onto the noodles, add pasta water, a few tablespoons at a time, to loosen it up as much as needed. The sauce may also need another tablespoon or so of olive oil. This last step is all about tasting, stirring, and tinkering until the sauce comes together to coat the pasta in just the right way, ideally at precisely the same moment the noodles cross over to al dente. Step 7. Grate the zest of the lemon over the pasta and add the parsley. Toss again. Taste and add lemon juice if desired. Serve immediately, topped with more chili paste and Parmigiano Reggiano if desired. You can pair this dish with a lighter-bodied Oregon Pinot Noir. The 2023 Sauter Vineyards Planet Oregon is a good choice. Note, you can find high-quality canned cherry tomatoes such as Cento or Casa Morazo at most grocery stores or at madrosefoods.com. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.